Actually, I was involved in the NAACP quite actively. I was in charge of a youth group and training them to be able to how they could be effective in doing sit-ins and boycotts and that type of thing, because many of the stores, Woolworth and many others, were what they called a form of segregation, which was not openly done.
What year are we talking about?
This was in the 50s. I got back in the 50s, in the early 50s. In the early 50s. So I was training them. And then in the 60s, what happened was that Malcolm X was visiting Boston, a mosque in Boston, on Blue Hill Ave in Boston. And his mosque was in New York, but he was visiting. And I heard about this, and I felt that I should try to go there and talk about more peaceful resistance than what they were doing, because they were very militant. And they were talking a lot of hatred and rage against Caucasian people. And so I went to the mosque, and when I went in, they sitched all the visitors up in front at the time, and Malcolm started preaching, and he was very charismatic and everything. And as he was preaching, he called his daughter, his daughter was about 6 years old or so. He called her up to the stage. He called her up the stage, and then he showed her a picture of Marilyn Monroe, who was a movie star at the time. And he asked her, he said, who is this? And she said, Daddy, that's the devil. That's the devil, Daddy. And so he'd been teaching his child to hate. And that made me even more furious. And so then he said to everyone, he said to the guests that were there, a lot of young people too, he said, if you're with me, if you're not with me, then you're against me, or something like that. And he said, now, if you want to join the movement, the movement, he said, then come forward. And some of the young folks got up and they started to go forward. And then I jumped up and I said, how can you ask your brothers and sisters to sign up for something they know nothing about and that they may not be in agreement with? And he said, they'll learn once they join, then they come to meetings and then we'll teach them about it after they become members. And then at that moment, they have what they call the Black Guard. These are the members that are men that have lined the walls and watch very closely, bodyguards, and I call them. And they beckoned me to come from the seat, and finally I did. And they took me out, not the front door, the back door. And they told me, they said, they're going to let me go this time. But they said, don't ever challenge Malcolm X publicly or any time. And they said, because we would give you a lesson that you'll never forget, or something like that. And I'll never forget that started me in trying to form groups for nonviolent resistance and fight any kind of racial hatred against whites or whatever.